Today, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who's against the new version of a health care bill from Republican senators because he said it still doesn't go far enough in repealing what's known as Obamacare, he called for his dream bill.
What I would like to do is legalize inexpensive insurance, and you should be able to get insurance for a dollar a day.
Rand Paul speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe. His words and others in the news are ricocheting through social media. So let's take a look with Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. He joins us from Washington. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robbie.
Talk about what you're noticing online. First, images of some protesters yesterday trying to get the attention of senators flying to their home districts. What happened?
Protests at Ronald Reagan International Airport, also known as DCA, partly because of what Topper Spiro actually tweeted out to his 35,000 followers. This is what he said. Everyone in the DC metro area, there will be a protest at DCA Airport as senators fly home. So the senators going home yesterday evening would have seen, if they're going through that airport, banners saying things like, don't take away our health care. We shouldn't have to beg you not to literally kill us. There was even a confrontation or conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, where one protester was having a conversation with him about, should you vote for this new healthcare legislation, trying to persuade him. I looked through Senator Grassley's Twitter feed. I found nothing on that confrontation.
But what might you be seeing from people on the right side of the political spectrum?
On the right, in the camp of President Trump, underneath his tweets, vaguely supporting this new healthcare legislation, things like, get over it, liberals, you lost, and hashtag make America great again.
Okay, there's that. But you also saw questions about healthcare itself online. What are people asking?
There's a way that Google can track exactly what we're looking for, what we're searching for, and they compile all of that information into something called Google Trends. So in the last 24 hours, and in fact, all of this week, they were looking to see what Americans didn't know about this new healthcare legislation, quite a lot until about yesterday. And so the top three questions Americans were asking on Google: how many Republican senators voted for the healthcare bill? That was number one. Question number two, which senators are working on the healthcare bill? Question number three, really interesting. Which country has the best healthcare? Now, the answers are linked to other stories and other links. So you might not necessarily get a direct answer, but you can see what other people are sharing, what other news stories are out there that might go along with your query.
And we should say there are queries, because this was a bill that was crafted in secret by a small group of Republican senators. Even some, you know, moderate Republicans are upset about not having input, and they haven't voted on it yet. It just kind of, they just got to see the draft yesterday. So everybody's seeing it for the first time. So questions there. Femi, we need a fun story, and you have one for us out of the UK, which could use a fun story. It's gone viral. This is about, you might see the picture of teenage boys at the, it looks like ISCA Academy in Exeter.
Came to school in skirts. Why would they come to school in skirts? They actually look great in skirts. I think they actually look better than some of the girls. They were told, it's been really hot in the UK over the last couple of days. They were told that despite the heat, they could not wear shorts to school. No policy for shorts, no shorts in the school uniform. And one of the teachers said, as a throwaway, well, wear a skirt. The next day, five of the lads turned up wearing school skirts that normally the girls wear. And then more and more turned up in the following days. And of course, I mean, fantastic photographs all being shared online. And people were saying, these kids, they know how to protest for social justice. I think it was kind of quite tongue in cheek. The boys did say that it was quite nice and breezy wearing skirts. I do not think this will be a permanent look for their school uniform, but the school is definitely looking at perhaps incorporating shorts into their school summer uniform.
Well, the Scots wear them all the time.
Of course. Nothing wrong with a good skirt.
We want to get to the news from Mark Zuckerberg, who announced his new mission statement for Facebook. What was the old one? What's the new one?
Well, this has never happened before. Facebook has never changed their mission statement. So the original one was to give people the power to share and make the world more open and connected. That sounds incredibly reasonable, but sharing what? Are they sharing flawed content? Are they sharing hate speech? So the new mission statement is very specific. And this is what Mark Zuckerberg said. He said he wants to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. So he is focusing on the positivity of connecting and communities. And you may be thinking, well, how on earth is he going to do that? And Facebook are looking at the Facebook communities around the world, particularly in the US, who are diverse, who have missions to actually help people come together, and focusing on him. In fact, he made this change in Facebook's policy in Chicago at the very first Facebook Community Summit, which was a collection of 300 different Facebook administrators from groups all coming together saying, we can do better. We can speak to each other in meaningful ways and connect in positive ways.
We're going to have a thought on that in a minute. But we want to note first a story that involves you. We've been covering the standoff between Qatar and its neighbors, including Saudi Arabia, countries that cut off diplomatic ties with Qatar earlier this month over allegations that the country funds terrorism. But also, yesterday, Saudi Arabia and other countries released a list of demands for Qatar, and one of them is for the country to close its state-run broadcaster, Al Jazeera. Now, you work for Al Jazeera English, part of Al Jazeera. The acting managing director there told the AP that the demand was nothing but an attempt to muzzle a voice of democracy in the region, suppress freedom of expression, and the network is committed to continuing our usual comprehensive and impartial coverage of events around the world. Can you comment on this story?
So, Robin, my pay grade is a one, and the person qualified to comment on this story's pay grade is, let's say, 50. So you can see my dilemma here. So I will find you a 50, and I will give you a comment for that. But for now, I will leave you with the coverage that I know NPR is actually doing on this story.
Yeah. All right. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, which still is there right now. Femi, thank you.
I might see you next week.
Femi, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.